This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What is up?
Morning, Bob. How's it going?
It's going, man. And let me ask you this. We were talking yesterday with Cordell. Where do you stand on the OTAs? It's the first one of three. Then you have mandatory minicamp, which speaks for itself. And then, of course, training camp starts late July, early August. Where are you on the such and such better be here for OTAs mandate, especially when it comes to, from the fans, that is, for Lamar, Henry, even, you know, Stanley, I mean, insert veteran here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm inclined to believe that the veterans who've earned their place and you know, have some job security should do what they feel like is best for them. I mean, you know, there are guys who have their own strategy and have their own workout partners and, you know, probably have their own family commitments that to them are more worthwhile than going to Baltimore, working with the staff there. Obviously, it does probably rub some Ravens fans the wrong way to see reports over the years about, you know, 89 of 90 players showing up for OTAs and the Ravens, it's maybe like three quarters at the most. But, you know, it's really tough to argue with the results in some cases. I mean, even last year, Lamar failed on OTAs, and all he did was deliver one of the best quarterback seasons in NFL history. And, you know, obviously, if you're a fan, I'm sure you could argue that, well, you know, one or two more practices in May could have helped him finally break through in Buffalo. And, I mean, I guess you could say that, but he probably wouldn't have had to gone to Buffalo if the defense had pulled its weight early in the season. So I think if you're a young guy on this roster, you absolutely should be in Baltimore. You absolutely should be, you know, finding a way to make your body into an NFL body. But if you're a veteran, if you know how to get yourself ready by late July, then, you know, just kind of do what you have to. And I did think it was interesting, Bob, that the Ravens are now doing just 2 days of mandatory minicamp instead of the usual three.
Now, in regards to back to the point, I guess, Jonas, of the OTAs, the younger guys, we were talking about Trenton Simpson yesterday. I guess it would behoove him to maybe post the Andrew Voorheeses of the world, even though you're not in pads. Which of the younger players should probably be there to get as many reps as they possibly can and get into this team mindset?
Yeah, I mean, I think all the young guys, all the guys who are, you know, year three, year four, or younger, you know, I don't think someone like David Ajabo is going to skip. I don't think someone like Trenton Simpson is going to skip. You know, if they have commitments elsewhere, then obviously it's a different story. But it's tough for us in the media to really get a grasp for who's doing what along the line of scrimmage. So even if David Ajabo shows up, it will be tough for us to have a sense for where he is in that pecking order, just because you can't really do a whole lot at this stage of off-season workouts. So it really is just, you know, all eyes focus on the skill position players. It's seeing, you know, where Devontae Walker is in his development. It's seeing if Jalen Armour Davis is healthy. It's seeing, you know, if any favor to Tampa is playing cornerback. It's just seeing how all the guys who would be, you know, who you would have eyes on in the 7-on-7 tournament are doing, because there's only so much you can tell from the offensive line, the defensive line, and even the linebackers to a degree. So I want to see those young guys. I want to see how they run. I want to see if they've changed their bodies at all, because this is really going to be the first extended look that we get at a lot of them.
Jonas, we were talking last week about Adarius Washington, sadly, after the year with the Achilles injury. Where does Bo Braid possibly fit into the mix as a guy that could get significant reps to replace him?
I think what he shows during the next couple of weeks is probably going to determine the Ravens, and along as soon as they came, is probably going to determine, you know, the Ravens' next steps at that position. I don't think they can afford to go into the season with expectations that Kyle Hamilton could be this, you know, line of scrimmage destroyer without having a reliable third safety. You know, obviously, I think Sanusi Kane and Bo Braid probably about the same level of prospect coming into the last year's draft. I know Bo was expected to go, you know, maybe as high as the 4th or 5th round, but didn't get drafted. Wasn't really even a 4 or 5 guy running the 40. And certainly with, you know, the kind of athletes in this division, do you trust a guy like that to be able to catch up with a Jamar Chase in space? Can you expect him to kind of run the sideline with him and potentially break up a path? It is asking a lot, and there probably are some better options in free agency, but, you know, the Ravens, as always, are tight against the cap, so it's getting interesting. I think both those guys are, you know, certainly you feel pretty good about their chances of making this roster because of what they bring to special teams. But, you know, I remember going back and watching the tape for both those guys, they didn't really have to do a whole lot besides just kind of sit back as two high safeties and, you know, run the alley occasionally against the run. So there's really not a whole lot on tape that I can remember about them stepping up in coverage. I think there was maybe one or two plays for Bo where he was kind of in the mix there. But it's tough for me to say like that this guy is ready or is not ready, just because they didn't really do a whole lot on tape last year besides play special teams.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talking some Ravens here on this Featured Artist Friday. Bruce Springsteen, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Vinny's on vacation this week, ripping it with Ryan Ripken coming up at noon. As we look at, you know, Keaton Mitchell's potential role, assuming he's back to where he was 2 years ago when he was averaging, what, Jonas, 8 yards a carry, had taken over as the feature guy till that injury against Jacksonville. If he's where he was 2 years ago, and John Harbaugh, I think, said a couple months back he's getting there, how does Todd Monken work him into this offense, knowing that you have a Hall of Fame running back still very much churning away the yardage here?
Yeah, I think maybe he probably has to establish him as this field stretcher, as this game breaker before. I think you can do maybe some of the more advantageous stuff with him. I think at this point, you know, he still is, to me at least, pretty clearly running back 3 on that depth chart because of Derrick Henry being Derrick Henry and Justice Hill being a terrific third down back, a terrific pass protecting back. So how many snaps realistically are there for Keaton Mitchell, I think, it is the question. But, you know, if he is a guy who, when you put him in there, is just alarm bells for that defense because how fast he is, because how quick he is, then I think you can make him be, you know, the kind of misdirection piece. You can have him be the guy who you're, you know, maybe throwing a fake swing screen to, and you're coming back the other way for a, you know, a little screen underneath for Mark Andrews or Isaiah Likely. I think he's the guy you want to get into space, whether you're actually throwing it to him or not, or handing the ball off to him or not, because obviously we saw, you know, in 2023 just how explosive he was and how explosive he could be. So obviously, you know, it sounds like just that speed has come back in spades, which is a great thing. I think he tweeted a couple of weeks ago, he was like up to 22 miles per hour on the GPS, which is obviously a great, great sign. But, you know, you still want to see how he absorbs contact. You still want to see if he's running with that fearlessness that he did as a rookie. And if it's there, then, you know, by all means, the Ravens should find every possible way to use him. It just, I still keep going back to this idea that he does not give you as much as Derrick Henry and Justice Hill. And that's not a mark against him. It's just a credit to the depth that the Ravens have at that running back position.
All right, Jonas, last thing for you before we let you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. tush push, sticking around at least for another year, and, you know, reading like everyone else, apparently things got contentious and heated and all that fun stuff. Yeah. Where do the Ravens stand on the tush push, at least right now?
Well, it sounded like John Harbaugh was in favor of keeping it. You know, he said, I think at the owners' meetings or at the combine, that, you know, they were still looking into it. When I emailed the Ravens yesterday asking if they could share their vote, because obviously it was reported the Ravens were in favor of keeping it. I didn't get a confirmation one way or the other. But, you know, you trust Adam Schefter, you trust Diane Rossini, and you trust the Ravens have figured out a way to kind of weaponize it themselves. I mean, they weren't using it as anywhere near as often as the Eagles did last year, but they still went to it every so often, you know, five times total, four with Mark Andrews, another time with Charlie Kohler. They converted it four times. I don't know if they are as well suited to use it as aggressively as the Eagles, because they don't really have, you know, the kind of offensive line, I think, to create space, nor do they have a former powerlifting champion like Jalen Hurts to really squeeze out every inch that you need for those kind of short yard situations. But I think they found something with it. And, you know, certainly you could say that giving the ball to Derrick Henry on third and one might be a preferable strategy to giving the ball to Mark Andrews or Charlie Kohler, considering they don't really do a whole lot of ball handling. But you want to keep defenses off guard. And a lot of times what they did last year was kind of go hurry up, give those guys a short yardage opportunity, and more often than not, they converted that. And that's something that Todd Monken has in his bag. He'll definitely go back to it.
Jonas, what's happening at Baltimore Banner as we're heading to this Memorial Day weekend with OTAs coming up next week?
Yeah, another lacrosse plug from me. Sorry to bore you.
We're good. Hey, if Maryland wins, we're going to have the game on the fan here, right, Nolan, at 12:30.
There you go. The story looking back at John Tillman should be coming up today on just his unlikely rise from being a guy who was not really all that successful at Harvard to now, you know, be preeminent coach in college lacrosse. And then obviously we got you know, OTA's coverage rolling out next week. I'm sure we'll preview it in some way. And yeah, just looking forward to the ramp up to mandatory minicamp. It feels like it's way later than it's ever been this year, but I can't change that.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, as always, appreciate the time. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
You too, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Jonas, everybody, we'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night as we got NHL, Stanley Cup, and NBA conference finals very much alive. We'll give you the scores if you missed them in this day in Orioles history. It is May 23rd. Get in here if you want to at 410-583-1057. Who's going to – Trevor Rogers, 27th man, is a doubleheader. Both teams get that extra guy. Who will win more games this year for the Orioles, Bob Haney or Trevor Rogers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
All right, time for the Whip Around. Here on this Featured Artist Friday. Vinny's on vacation. I'll be back on Tuesday. Riveting with Ryan coming up at noon. It's me and Nolan taking you up to the top of the hour. Orioles in Boston today, taking on the Red Sox. Fenway Park, 135, first pitch. Lineup for the Birds, just tuning in. I know Nolan gets irritated when I give the lineup. Better than when I say they're down 5-0 after 3, of course. But Jackson Holliday's leading off at second base. Adley Rutschman coming off the 3-run jack 2 days ago to help him win in Milwaukee. Gunners, you're a DH today. Batting third, Mountie cleaning up at first base. Look at it this way. Orioles have a guy with 2 home runs cleaning up today. Yes, sir. Just throwing it out there for you. Ryan O'Hearn's on a fire. He's batting fifth in left field. Ramon Urias, third base, batting sixth. Kind of does well against the Red Sox. Sad. Center field batting seventh. Kerstad's in right. And Jorge Mateo is your shortstop. Boy, it'd be nice if he could hit a little bit, because he could bring so much to the team. But he just can't. He can't. That bat in his hand doesn't do magic. He just kind of walks back to the dugout, dismayed, flummoxed. Out most of the time. Cade Povich on the hill for the Orioles. So there we go. I got the Red Sox. I'll give it to you later on in this half hour. We'll say Brian Baio is on the hill. Trevor Rogers called up as the 27th man for the Orioles. Came over from the Marlins in the Stowers-Norby trade. Advantage Miami or Florida, whatever the hell they're called. Advantage that. Trevor Rogers. His numbers at Norfolk are very slow pitch softball like. That's great if you're a hitter. It sucks if you're throwing a baseball. But anywho, last night, NBA Western Conference Finals Game 2. OKC hosting the T-Wolves. Another competitive game for like a half or so. And then the league MVP and friends decided, enough of this. Let's finish it.
SGA inside, and Johnson lays it in. Unstoppable.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 38 points. That was ESPN on the call. As they pull away in the second half, 118-103. Jalen Williams had 26-10. The old stretch. Stretch for Holmgren. He had 22, banging some threes. He's got that versatile game. Aaron Wiggins, however, rough night from the field. Former Terp did have 2 boards, 2 assists. So he contributed to the cause. Now up 2-0, going back to Minnesota. Needless to say, the T-Wolves need to win one of these, if not 2. Because if OKC gets 1, then it goes back. It's not going back to Minnesota. This thing is 5 games. Could be a sweep. Who knows? But Oklahoma City, when they win, for the most part, they win convincingly. And they did again last night. Eastern Conference Finals. This one's going to be epic. TNT, 8 o'clock tip. Indiana's at the Knicks. Indiana won that brilliant game a couple of nights ago. Halliburton's crazy shot sent it into OT. He did the Reggie Miller. They wound up winning, which would have made him look like a fool if they would have lost at OT, but they won. So now I'll see if they can go up 2-0. And if they go up 2-0, Knicks are done. D-U-N, done. I see New York coming through, however, in this one. Because they were bricking foul shots. I mean, Cat was draining threes. Brunson had 43. They should win, but then again, can't question the Pacers, and they seem to have New York's number oftentimes. Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Finals for the East. Panthers, 5-0 over the Hurricanes. Second straight puppy panther for the defending Stanley Cup champs. They're now up in that series, 2-0. Carolina, who finished the Capitals season in the semifinal round, they're up against it. Now they go to Florida. Not a hockey expert, but they're in trouble. Probably toast. Out West, Oilers at Dallas. Stars lead that series 1-0. Winners of these obviously get to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's the whip around here on this Total Request, or excuse me, Featured Artist Friday, as chosen on Total Request Thursday. Bruce Springsteen, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the Boss. It's May 23rd. Sports history, 1981. Boxing. Wilfred Benitez knocked out Morris Hope, with a big right hand. Benitez was mugging for the cameras before Hope even hit the canvas. And at the age of 22, became the youngest ever three-division championship. He won the WBC super welterweight title. He won his first championship at the age of 17, which is still to this day the record for youngest world champ. I watched this game, Nolan, on Golf and Ann Street with my buddy Tommy Schiffer. He had an apartment right next to Toller's Bar, which is called something else now. Drinking 40s and having some fun. But yes, 44 years ago. Incredible. How about 11 years ago today, Orioles history. 2014, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Orioles beat the then Cleveland Indians 8-4. Nelson Cruz won yard. Yeah, let him walk. That was a good move, Dan Duquette. Chris Davis, he went deep too and drove in four runs. Bud Norris got the win. Remember they traded Josh Hader for Bud Norris. And LJ Hose. Hey, Hose. Bud Norris got the win, helped the Orioles win the division, and actually won a playoff game. Beat the Tigers, if you remember. DS? 2024, last year, in Chicago against Harmon's White Sox. Tony Taters hit a homer. And maybe a year later, Jorge Mateo could duplicate that three-run shot that he hit. Allie Rutschman had three ribbies. Grayson Rodriguez picked up his fifth win, improved to 5-1. Craig Kimbrell picked up his 10th save as the Orioles beat Chicago 8-6. With the win, the Orioles improved to 30. Wait a minute. They were 50 games in, 30-18. And where they sit now, 16-32. What a difference a year makes. Now the Orioles trying to just win two games in a row, which they've been unable to do for the most part this season. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, ribbing it with Ryan. Coming up at noon, get his thoughts on the trade deadline. Ryan O'Hearn, I would think he'd be an attractive piece. Count that Memorial Day weekend money, 12-15 with buy or sell. And the Wiz, Walt Williams, fresh off that big party that Kavanaugh had last night out there in Bel Air. Talk about the NBA playoffs. SGA gets the MVP. Did he deserve it? Do the T-Wolves have a shot? And what about Halliburton? Is he a superstar? Does superstar things? Maybe the choke thing was a little premature, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Against the Red Sox, 135. First pitch for game two. Give you the Boston lineup later on this hour. Anything you want to get into relating to the Orioles? What's the eject button date for Mike Elias in regards to making trades? How many players should be available? A lot of free agents to be at the end of this season. Trevor Rogers is the 27th man. Right now, that looks like kind of a disastrous trade for the Orioles. Not even a year into it, as Norby and especially Stowers are thriving in Miami, both starters for the Marlins. No, they're not a great team, but still they're playing something they probably wouldn't be doing here in Baltimore. So let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's good, Bob?
A little of this, a little of that. We're going into a Memorial Day weekend. The weather looks to be cool, and I already got the crustaceans lined up, so I'm all right.
Heck yeah, my brother. When it comes to the Trevor Rogers thing, I'm betting on you every time, brother, because you show bounce back ability, my friend.
Yeah, and I could throw a ball 60 feet 6 inches. It might be coming in at like 15 miles an hour, but I'll get it there eventually.
Hey, look, it might make it harder to hit, my man. But I guess my thought for today a little bit was along the lines of what you talked about. I mean, I know our offense hasn't been the best, and we got to find some way to maneuver somebody. But it's like, man, can't we just find some pitching somewhere? I mean, there's a gazillion people trying to be major league ball players. What's the deal?
Well, they're going to have to sign free agents or trade prospects for controllable guys, because that's not happening, obviously, with the free agents now. But in the offseason, because this season, Kevin, me and Nolan have already stuck a fork in them. Hope we're wrong. Do you see any way this team comes back to get into any sort of wild card discussion? Because they're not winning the East. They're 13.5 games behind the Yankees, and the Yankees have the Rockies coming up. So they're probably going to extend at least over Baltimore. Do you see the Orioles as a team that could come to life and at least make things interesting before the break and after? I don't.
Neither do I, brother. I guess I was already shifting gears, kind of like you and Nolan, to the, like, let's get some competitors in here to just make it feel like we got some future, you know, upside back in the baseball team. That's kind of all really the only place I'm at, too, myself, bud.
Yeah, Bisaya went deep twice yesterday, and he's a proven legitimate stud, not just in the eyes of Oriole fans, but in the expert types who have dubbed Adley, Gunner, and Jackson Holliday the number one overall prospect at certain times. And Grayson Rodriguez was the number one pitching prospect as rated. Unfortunately, injuries for him, so Bisaya's legit, but problem is, where are the arms in the organization? I don't really have any. I mean, Povich and McDermott, the two highest regarded, highly regarded guys, they're from outside of Baltimore. And the draft's coming up around the All-Star break. We'll see what Elias does. I mean, I know he's going for the bats more often than not, but maybe, just maybe, you got to start drafting some pitchers here.
Yeah, man, great thoughts. I appreciate the feedback on it, Bob. And maybe he's not nearly as smart or doing as well as he acts like he did, man.
Well, that's what kind of
coming to fruition now.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, thanks for the call. And that's a concern a lot of Orioles fans have right now. All right, you're going into an offseason, perhaps, Nolan, before we hit the break, where David Rubenstein's probably going to give you dough to spend. And they increased payroll last year, spent it poorly, offered Burns crazy money. He turned it down, lesser years than Arizona, but you know he wasn't coming back unless the Orioles would have given him a crazy Gerrit Cole-like contract. But now they're in a position where they have to make these aggressive moves. Are we confident that Mike Elias is that guy? We know he's built farm systems, but is he a guy that, you know, given, I don't say a blank check, but blessing from ownership to go be aggressive and do what you got to do? Are we confident he's the guy to get it done?
The jury's still out. I mean, I don't even know if we can confidently say if the checkbook was completely open. I feel like we're totally in the dark right now. You've got people over here saying, well, oh, Rubenstein came in, said that he wanted to spend. He gave Elias the green light. And Elias, out of, again, these are other people's words, arrogance or whatever it was, said, no, I'm doing it my way. And then there's the other side of it says, well, ownership's to blame because they haven't opened up the wallet yet. I don't know what's true. We're totally clueless here.
Yeah. I don't think a cheap owner's allowing $13, $15 million one-year deals.
I'd agree with that.
To aging pitchers and an unproven guy.
I'd agree with that.
I think he's deferring to Elias.
But I don't know where's the disconnect. And I think we had a texter yesterday that said, if you're Elias and you have not unlimited money, but you've been given permission to spend aggressively and you're turning it down on purpose, that makes no sense. And that's where I've been with Elias for the past couple of years, where some people were starting to raise gripes last year and what they didn't do heading into 2024. And then obviously it got louder this year. And the whole time I was like, man, I don't want to believe it. There's no way it's going to end up like this. I mean, how could you be that stupid, for lack of a better term? I mean, you don't get to the position that Mike Elias is in without having some semblance of a brain cell when it comes to baseball. But I just don't understand where it stopped. Where was the disconnect? How did we get here?
And they could have made a move on Crochet, as we've talked about many times. Injury history. We get it. Every pitcher, it looks like, is going to deal with Tommy John, and Crochet's already dealt with it. But I don't believe that there's a Gerrit Crochet-level guy that's going to be available this offseason. Tigers aren't trading Skubal, duh. Charrington said yesterday Paul Skene's getting traded is an absolute 0% possibility from happening. And to get him, you got to trade Jackson. I don't even know if Pittsburgh would. The Orioles don't even have the wherewithal, I don't think, to pull off a deal of that magnitude. So you got to spend on free agents. And Luis Castillo, who's controllable now, will not be in the offseason. Dylan Cease is a free agent after this season. What, Zach Gallen, I believe, is going to be a free agent. There are guys. So you're not trading for Crochet. You're going to have to sign one. Is Mike Elias willing to jump into the deep end of the pool? What do you think? 410-583-1057. Funhouse with Nolan. Ribbon it with Ryan. Buy or sell. Where's the weekend money? Holiday weekend at that, as we celebrate Memorial Day. And then the Wizard, Walt Williams, talking about the NBA playoffs. The Knicks, well, if they lose, they're in trouble. I see them winning. We'll see if the Wiz agrees. Still rocking and rolling, still touring, doing his thing. What, mid-70s now? Are you a Springsteen guy?
I mean, I like him. I don't know any of the deep cuts. I'm not going
to. That's
be,
one of them to me. Yeah. I think I've heard it before. But under the influence.
I like the hits. I like what I've heard. If I had the chance to see him live, I'd do it.
Apparently, it's an experience.
He puts on a show.
Yeah.
There's not many artists that'll go that long, that expansive of a set list.
And his guitarist, little Stevie Van Zandt, played Silvio in The Sopranos. And Nils Lofgren, who joined the band, I think, after little Stevie quit in the 80s, right after the recording of Born in the USA, he wrote a song about the Bullets after they won the NBA title in 1978 called Bullets Fever. Happens to me every year. That's right. I remember that song. Bullets were in the finals four times in the 70s.
Take me back.
Yeah. How far they have fallen. They haven't won 50 games since 1979. You talk about the Siberia of sports, like Colorado. It was sat in the baseball. I mean, everybody gets their little uprising from time to time. Sacramento in the NBA for years and years and years. The Wizards are that team. They always suck. Yeah, they get the number one pick. Old Jordan blew it with Kwame Brown. John Wall was good. They paired him up with Beal. And, you know, they were a good team with Gortat and Otto Porter. I mean, they playoff worthy. Lost in the conference semifinals one year to Atlanta. But for the most part, they're, when you think of Wizards, it's not even mediocrity. It's less than. And they were one of the worst teams in the NBA. And what did it get them? Because of that stupid lottery. The sixth pick.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, a lot of it is self-inflicted. But then you get a year like this year where it seemed like under a new regime, there was losing with a purpose. All right, we're going to go all in. Maybe we'll get Cooper Flagg. That'll be the guy that turns it around. It's just not happening. I mean, at least with the new regime, they're willing to play the guys that they drafted. You know, like Carrington and Saar and all these guys.
Yeah,
like
at least Koulibaly,
you know, you drafted these guys for a reason. Let them play. I feel like a couple of years ago, they wouldn't get great first-round picks, but they wouldn't even let their first-round picks play. I mean, with Davis out of Wisconsin.
What a disaster that turned out to be. And they drafted everyone from Gonzaga. I mean, Kispert's a bench player. He's Steve Kerr in 2025. Avdi is off to Portland, where he really blew up in a good way for the Blazers. Stop bleeping around and go get Mike Malone, and let's move on with this thing.
If I was him, I wouldn't want to come here.
Good point.
You got to make me the high. They got to do what the Pistons had to do to pay. Was that when they paid Monty Williams? That
yeah, and he lasted
contract?
1 year.
Yeah.
And then brought in J.B. Bickerstaff, who got Cundiff in Cleveland, and he got him to the playoffs. Helps having Kate Cunningham on your team. All right, Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Tony in Reisterstown says, I love Cedric Mullins, but this is what's wrong with the Orioles right now. As fans, we overrate these players. Cedric is an average to below average hitter most of the time. Sure, his glove is great, but his arm not as strong. If another club would give us a decent prospect, I'd jump on it, but I just don't see it.
But question then becomes who replaces him in center field. And granted, Sed's not hitting 350. And his May was brutal to begin with. He's heating up here. Bradfield was drafted to be the guy to replace him. Enrique Bradfield, first round, a couple years ago. Great fielder, better than Mullins. At least based on, you know, the scouting thing. And Ryan Rick can talk more about that when he gets here. And speed-wise, he's like 80 speed. He's Willie Wilson, you know, fastest guy in baseball level guy there. But can he hit? And he's been banged up this year. So it's not like he's banging down the door ready to make it to Baltimore. Dylan Beavers got scratched yesterday with shoulder stuff. Honeycutt, who they drafted last year, is having a hard time hitting a baseball at the minor league level. Where's the replacement for Cedric Mullins? Unless you go outside the organization, which you'd have to do to bust that move here.
Right. It's kind of funny that when Cedric got his first shot in the majors, it was probably a little too early. He really struggled, and he had to go back down. And that was a move that at the time people were like, oh, man, is this going to kill this kid's confidence? Is he ever going to be the same? But they made the move at the time. Jones was on his way out. We need a new center fielder. Let's usher in the new era. But you jump the gun. So all these people right now saying, hey, Beavers, Honeycutt, all these guys, are they ready? I mean, did you not learn your lesson with Cedric Mullins, the guy that you're looking to trade?
And he had to abandon switch hitting to really get significant at-bats there, for sure.
Over to the Ravens here. This texter says, it's an absolute must for the Ravens to extend Linderbaum and do it soon. Continuity between a quarterback and center, that combo, it is a must. I want a Manning-Saturday combo for a decade to come. Please do it ASAP before another center breaks the bank.
Yeah, I think he's going to get the extension, and the Ravens picked up the fifth-year option on Hamilton. I think they all get paid. What we've been asking, though, is do you extend Lamar first? Because the cap hit next year is going to be, what, $74, almost $75 million. And then everyone can afford to get, you know, compensated. You have Travis Jones, likely, among others. I mean, are you going to Andrew? If they extend likely, it means Mark Andrews probably is going to be out the door. But I'm not concerned, to the texter's point, that Tyler Linderbaum's time in Baltimore short. I think he'll be their center, barring injury, for the next 10 years. Yeah. And a high-level center at that.
If anything, I feel like the fact that they couldn't give him the fifth-year option maybe bumps him to the front of the line in terms of priority, because you have less room to, you know, dilly-dally here.
Yeah, I don't see that right now as being a concern, but to the texter's point, you know, once you get it done, then it's one less thing to worry about. But I think Tyler Linderbaum will be a Raven for many, many years to come, and a Pro Bowl Raven at that. We'll come back ripping it with Ryan. Ryan Ripken, talk about the Orioles doubleheader today against Boston. 1:35 first pitch, game one, then 7:05 is the nightcap at Fenway. Ryan O'Hearn, could he be a nice trade piece? We'll get into all of the things that we've talked about. And Mike Elias, if he is given, you know, an open checkbook, which it won't be Dodger level, but if David Rubenstein says, hey, here's the dough, go get us some players, is he the right guy to shop that well?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.